علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We previously discussed about the fact that the prophets were from the group of the Mustada'af, and we exhausted that discussion to a certain degree with a lot of examples and different dimensions of discussion, of course, but still that was just scraping the surface, and there are so many other discussions with regards to that, and the prophetic system of governance, all of that needs an in-depth discussion separately, and therefore it wouldn't behoove us to discuss that in this humble session. For now we are going to another discussion under prophethood, and that is that the prophets had a certain covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some divine covenants that they carried with themselves for their progress, for the progress of the society and the community. And these are of different types, but of course this is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses in the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, and therefore we will be focusing to a certain degree, we will be discussing on those discussions for now.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when it comes to Nahjul Balagha and how Imam Ali discusses about the prophets, one of the very important sermons that he deals with this discussion is the first sermon. I'll read a few phrases from the first sermon, and we will try to translate them and try to give a short explanation, and then further we will discuss in more depth. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, in this sermon, he says, وَاصْطَفَى سُبْحَانَهُ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ أَنْبِيَاءَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, glory be to God, Allah the glorious, or the one who is immaculate, the Lord, the God that is free from all forms of blemishes, and he is completely perfect, the God that cannot be explained by through material means. This God, he is the one who chose from the children of Adam, or from the son of Adam, the prophets. He chose them, or rather he kind of we can say maybe extracted them. And I'll explain to you what it means by wastafa subhanahu min waladihi. Wastafa is actually that word that is used when we say choosing someone. So when we say istafa, or we can say istifa, when we say that, we mean to choose something, or rather to choose the best out of something. But I will explain that it's not just choice here, but it is something more profound. When we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, you see, there is another word in Arabic called intikhab, intakhab, which is also a form of choice. But there is a difference between intakhaba and istafa. Because intakhaba means to just choose something. You know, for example, you've got different types of things in front of you and you choose the best. For example, you've got 10 apples in front of you. Maybe 4 of them are good, are fresh. The other ones are rotten, let's say. And you choose the fresh ones. This is called choosing. But istifa is not to choose like that. Is some form of, you can say, extraction or extracting the best from something. And I'll explain this, inshallah, soon, inshallah, in this very segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we talk about istifa, we were discussing what istifa means. Basically, istifa is to kind of create a system in a way that the best of things can come out of it. It just doesn't mean to choose. Rather, it means to conduct yourself, to prepare something in a way that the best of things can come out of it. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam alayhi salam, He did something in the whole process of creation. Number one, the way the surroundings were and the communications, let's say, that He had with Nabi Adam alayhi salam and with the other creations of this world, the whole system of creation that He, for example, kept angels and all of those creatures and forces of good and the forces of evil that are under His control at the end of the day, all of this system that He created was in a way geared towards extracting the best of entities from it, so that the best of entities can form and can come, so that the best of entities can be trained. And this is what we call istifa. And therefore the prophets of God, they came through this system. So we see that, for example, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, through his training and through his conduct, children came who are also prophets of God. The best of them came to existence, and therefore they were prophets. And we see that till Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, who was also a very powerful slave of God, a very good person, this goodness of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam was the product and the result of several factors that were put forth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation until Nabi Nuh alayhi salam came, and the other prophets in the same way. So this whole system and this process of placing all of these causes in a way that the best of entities is able to come out from this process is called the process of istifa. Inshallah, we shall discuss more about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجا والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.